The midterm elections might seem far off, but not really. Early voting and primaries started yesterday in Texas, and election officials from around the country are trying to figure out how to prevent more interference from Russia or anyone else, for that matter. They were in Washington, D.C. this week talking about it. Here's NPR's Miles Parks.
Steve Simon is Minnesota's Secretary of State. Just like everyone else who runs elections, voting security in 2018 is a delicate balance for him.
I'm always trying to straddle the line between sounding the alarm on this issue and being alarmist.
Not sounding alarmist is tough when top intelligence officials are giving warnings like the one Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats gave the Senate last week.
There should be no doubt that Russia perceived its past efforts as successful and views the 2018 U.S. midterm elections as a potential target for Russian influence operations.
And on Friday, more information came out about those Russian influence operations from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Mueller indicted 13 Russians who were part of a massive disinformation campaign meant to sow division and chaos leading up to the 2016 election. Simon and other state officials were in Washington, D.C. this weekend for an annual conference. He says,
those who weren't already thinking about that issue sure are thinking about it now.
The relationship between the states and the federal government has been fraught on this issue. Last year, the Department of Homeland Security announced that 21 states had their voting systems scanned for vulnerabilities by Russian hackers in 2016. But it took over a year for DHS to inform election officials in the states that were targeted. New Mexico Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse-Oliver.
It's not helpful to pass the information down if you're passing it down to the wrong folks.
Since then, the federal government has been trying to smooth things over. DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen talked about election security with the president and vice president on Tuesday. Her department is trying to get security clearances for election officials in every state. And this weekend, those officials got a classified intelligence briefing about threats to the upcoming election. But many, including West Virginia's Mac Warner, were left hoping for more information.
If we lose the trust of the American people because we're not open with them, if one person stays away from the polls, if one person chooses not to register because they're afraid their information's going to be hacked, then the Russians start winning. And if that gains any momentum, then that ship goes down regardless of how secure we are.
He says if people lose confidence that their votes will count, then having accurate, secure elections is the equivalent of rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.